Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
It is Wednesday, June the 12th, and I'm glad you're here today. It's a historic day because today, 17 years ago, is when The Sopranos faded to black. The question is, what happened to Tony Soprano? Did he die or did he go on to live a happy, peaceful life in retirement? Susie Cool, our buddy, has a poll on X, asking that very question. Please weigh in and let us know. Today's also the anniversary of President Ronald Reagan saying, tear down this wall. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. And it is also a very important day today because we have Jack Carr coming on the show in an hour. And the event with Jack Carr is going to be on Tuesday, June 25th. So you got to get your tickets today. So the VIP thing sold out like that. Gen Pop, as we like to say, general population, Gen Pop. There are tickets available, but it'll sell out as well. He's the man. He's the man. You know, it's funny, too, because I kept thinking about this fact where when Jack first came to our attention, it was only because we got a pitch. We get a million pitches a day for guests to come on the show. My favorite pitch of the week, by the way, Matt DeSantis, I don't know if you saw this or not, was some guy who's pitching us on doing a Father's Day magic mushroom retreat.
What?
Where you and dad go and work out all your childhood traumas and daddy issues by doing mushrooms.
We should have that guy on.
This guy's email, he's emailed me several times now. Like, hey, Rich, any interest in doing the psilocybilian, I don't know how you say it, but, you know, psychedelics are all the rage in mental health now, which makes sense, actually, it does. And proof of why they're the rage is because Big Pharma is fighting them at every turn. Like, for example, Congressman Scott Perry, who's been advocating for them to be used for veterans with PTSD and is battling the FDA. And, you know, Scott Perry's as conservative as you come. The FDA, of course, is in the pocket of Big Pharma. It's the revolving door of Big Pharma and the FDA. So you wind up working at the FDA. You want to cash in at some point. You go to get a job at Pfizer or wherever, right? Novo Nordisk, whatever. That means that when their drugs come up for approval, you don't give them a hard time. Just like if you ever saw the show Dope Sick, you know what I'm talking about here. You want to cash out one day, or you want to be a bureaucrat at the FDA the rest of your life. So don't give them a hard time. But at the same time, if there's something revolutionary that comes along that could actually do something where you wouldn't need to take a pill for the rest of your life, those you got to, you know what I mean? You got to, I'm doing the symbol of the finger across my neck, like, so that's how that works. So they're having so much success with these psychedelic drugs, whether it's ketamine or mushrooms or some of the other ones, MDMA or whatever it is. I'm not an expert in this area by any means, although I probably should start using psychedelic drugs to deal with my children. But all I know is that if you want to understand why they're so effective, just look at how the FDA rejects them when their applications come before them. Because they're having such success, they're getting people off of drugs, off of the daily antidepressants or daily anti-anxiety drugs or anything else. And Big Pharma wants you to be on pills the rest of your life. Like, literally the rest of your life. So, anyway, I digress. The point is that we got a magic mushroom pitch for Father's Day. Matt DeSantis wants to have him on. Sure, I'm up for anything at this point. Why not? What the heck? Do it on Friday when Opelka's in. He's probably on mushrooms. We got a new guy starting with us, Andrew. Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Rich. How are you? Thanks. Good to be here.
Tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm excited.
Thank you very much, Andrew. It's great to have you.
Thank you, Rich.
That's a great story.
Yes, yeah. I hope my message resonates with our listeners.
Just kidding. Go ahead.
No, it's. I'm glad to be here. I've been at WPHT for about a month now, so learning the ropes and excited to get started and be a part of the shows. And I appreciate Rich for being patient with me and letting me be on.
Sorry, tuned out. What'd you say?
Thank you, Rich.
No problem. Andrew.
I think you're mad at me because I still haven't seen The Sopranos, right?
That's what I wanted to bring up here. So during the break, I asked Andrew and Matt DeSancta Traitorous if they've seen The Sopranos. And Andrew says, what did you say? What was your answer to me?
I said, I haven't seen The Sopranos, but I've seen Breaking Bad.
But that's not The Sopranos.
No. Well, I was trying to make it sound good. Unless you haven't seen Breaking Bad and you don't know.
First of all, the answer he gave me was, I've seen a couple of episodes.
Yeah, right. A couple episodes and clips on YouTube of Tony Soprano and the FBI raiding his house.
So first he begins by saying, I've seen a couple of episodes, as if it's, I don't know, 60 minutes or, a couple episodes here and there. Then he goes, but I've seen Breaking Bad. I said, well, what the hell does that have to do with anything? I don't understand the connection between the two shows.
They're highly rated shows. A lot of people like watching. They're extremely watched, and they were extremely popular when they were on.
Okay, but if I said to you, have you seen Batman Begins? And you go, no, but I've seen The Wizard of Oz. I'd be like, great, but that has nothing to do with the conversation that we're having.
I'm making a mental note about how I need to answer questions. And,
just answer questions. Yes, honestly, don't try to win points for yourself on your first day.
Understood.
By trying to be like, but I've watched Breaking Bad. But since you have watched Breaking Bad, have you seen Better Call Saul?
Yes, very
and
good.
Here's a question: which one's better?
I think the story arcs and character development is better in Breaking Bad, but like the action and. It's hard to say because Better Call Saul is like it's technically the prequel, so it's all the stuff that leads to Breaking Bad. So they have a lot of stuff that you watch if you've seen Breaking Bad first. You're like, oh, I recognize that, and I know what that's going to become. I know what that's going to turn into. So it's a lot of I don't want to say fan service because it's not exactly fan service, but
right. The
idea of them setting stuff up that you know what the outcome is, but you get to see the behind-the-scenes stuff with Gus and Saul and how people meet and Mike and all that stuff. It's kind of cool, but I do personally prefer Breaking Bad over Better Call Saul.
Interesting. Yeah, I agree with you. I do think overall it's better, but Breaking Bad is Better Call Saul is an excellent show.
Yes.
Well, it's great to have you.
Yes.
You got to watch The Sopranos.
That's my homework assignment.
It's your homework assignment.
Yep.
Are you a local guy?
Yes. I live in New Jersey. Yep.
All right. You're a Jersey guy.
Yep.
So is it... how do you describe that breakfast meat we all love?
Breakfast meat?
Yeah, breakfast meat.
You
get a blank egg and cheese sandwich.
Oh. Turkey sausage.
What? Are you freaking kidding me? DeSantis, this is a joke, right?
I think Rich is referring to Taylor ham or...
I'm not culture. Like, I don't...
You don't, turkey sausage? Who the hell orders that? I've never heard that in my life. One time someone walk in and go, can I get a turkey sausage egg and cheese sandwich?
I don't eat pork.
Oh, so
okay, well, that's understandable, but then no you just go roll, egg no and Taylor cheese, Ham, a turkey yeah. sausage. The point is, Taylor Ham or pork roll is my question.
Oh, I mean, I don't know.
This is going to be a long freaking day. I already got people texting me saying, mute his mic. I don't even have the ability to do that. Turkey, sausage, egg, and cheese? Where the hell do you even order something like that?
You'd be surprised at how many places.
Oh, I would be surprised, because you got to go out of state for that. There's no place in Jersey or in Philadelphia where they'll serve you that.
Well, turkey bacon. They have turkey bacon.
What kind of hoity-toity places do you go for bread? You two are going to get along great. Got Mr. First Class Harvard in there and Mr. Freaking Turkey Bacon.
This guy Andrew sounds wonderful, I think.
Oh, the two of you should go travel the country together in first class, and DeSantis can enjoy his champagne and his Coca-Cola, and you can enjoy your turkey bacon and your turkey sausage, Andrew.
All I said was, I don't eat pork.
No, that's not what you said. If you'd said that, I would have been fine. What you said was, turkey sausage is the answer. There's not a single American on this country who thought the answer was turkey sausage. To the question of what's the breakfast meat you get with an egg and cheese. Not one. If this was Jeopardy, you'd be out. If this was Wheel of Fortune, you would have lost. There's no scenario where you win in that circumstance.
Understood.
Except in first class.
Right.
When you two come to the Republican National Convention, I'm in coach in the back, turkey sausage and first class the sink the traitorous. Unbelievable.
American Airlines does have a very delicious
And you know what? Now Big
sausage.
Dan Borowski is doing what they do. So all the producers chime in to try to all protect each other like a little union. So he texts me and says, Dunkin' Donuts says turkey sausage. I get it regularly. It's delicious. Okay, so now they're forming an alliance against me. All right, that's fair.
The truth is getting exposed as we move along here.
Yeah, yeah. Are you single or are you
I'm married.
Dating?
Married, two kids.
Married with two kids.
Yes.
Wow. How old are your kids?
My daughter is almost 22 months, and my son just turned 6 months.
Well, that's fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank
that's
you.
Amazing.
Yes.
Well, then I'll cut you some slack for the turkey bacon
it.
And turkey sausage.
Yes.
No problem.
Thank you.
But I know what to get you for Father's Day.
What's that?
Not turkey sausage and not turkey bacon, because I'm a man, and I'm not buying those things. That's why.
Yeah.
See?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. But nevertheless, I'm proud of you. That's great.
Thank you.
It's not easy having kids, is it?
No, it's when they don't want to sleep, and it's like 12 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock at night, and you do want to go to sleep. It's the ultimate test of patience.
Yeah. You have a 22-year-old, you said?
Yeah, so she'll be two years old in September.
22-month-old.
Yeah. Well, that's like... It's either you say the amount of months, or then you have to do the math in your head of breaking it down. She's like a year and however many months, but she's almost two, basically.
Well, that's what, Andrew. I'll just give you a pro tip if you're going to work on the show. I'm not good at math, so do your best to not make me have to do math, please.
Sure, 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 sure.
I would really appreciate that.
No, you got
very
it.
Much.
Yep.
And all right, so you got a two-year-old and then a six-month-old. That's a lot, man. That's
yeah,
a lot.
It is, but it's a lot of fun, and it's funny. My Our family, because we have two and they're really close together in age, everybody was joking around, and my daughter's personality is pretty much identical to mine, where she's high energy, loves talking to people, interactive, and loves, you know, the daredevil. She's jumping off the couch and going down the slide and all that stuff. And everybody was like, oh, so that means your son's going to be like your wife. She's going to be calm, cool, and collected and, mm-hmm. and all that stuff. But now that his personality is starting to come out and you can kind of see what he likes and what he doesn't like, it's kind of leaning towards where he's looking a little bit more like me as well. So now my wife's like, uh-oh. So
well,
there's going to be three high-energy people and her. So
I wish you all the best. I have a 9-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 4-year-old.
Okay.
My 4-year-old is on the terror watch list.
That's good to know.
She literally ran away from the Mount Laurel police the other day when we had a lemonade stand.
Oh.
You can see the pictures on Instagram. She ran from the cops after fleecing them down and shaking them down for more money.
Right.
So my buddy Lee Pervorsky gave $100 that day. He just said, enough already. Get him off the blanking air, please. This is about you. These are the reviews that are coming in.
Hmm.
Andrew is an blank blank turkey sausage. Who blank orders turkey sausage? These are some of the reviews coming in, Andrew. Very positive. Very positive reviews right now for your first interaction on
never,
the air.
Never underestimate a good start to being on air.
See, we like to call this throwing someone to the fire. You know what I mean? Some hosts should be nice and polite and cordial, but that's not me. So this is good. Overwhelmingly, this Yoli Army is embracing you in big ways. Turn his mic down now or I'll never listen again. I just got that tweet right now.
Does
1210 just hire anyone who walks through the door? Where is this dude from? Ask him if he eats kale. Not as in Nick Kale, as in Kale the Green.
I don't
More
like kale.
More like Fugazi bacon. Tom Tartaglia, where did you get this guy? I'm turning off the show now. Turkey sausage. I'll give you turkey sausage. So we've actually lost listeners ever since you got on the air. So you're off to a tremendous, tremendous start.
Right. Well, it'll just be a little bit before people warm up to me. That's all.
Greater Chris, hang on, who also never interrupt me, by the way.
Yeah,
who also stopped by and gave $50 the other day. Great guy. He said, oofa with this show. Breaking Bad and turkey sausage. I just took two Advil. I can't take any more this hour without giving myself an ulcer. Who's the new guy? Exactly. And you actually have people saying something I never thought I'd ever hear before, which is bring back Henry, which I never thought I'd hear in the history of this radio station.
That's like an insult to Matt, though, because
nobody likes, just between you and me, nobody likes Matt. Oh. That's not a, this. That's just between us, Andrew.
I'm right here.
Oh, you're there. Sorry, I didn't see you in there.
I forgot he had his headphones on.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. All right. Yeah. Well, anyway. Now, to Sancta Traitoris. The end of Sopranos, since I know you have seen it, is a fade to black. Is Tony dead or is Tony alive?
I always thought he was dead. I always assumed that a hitman walked through those doors and finished Tony off while he was about to sit down to a meal with his family.
So the actual answer is Tony Soprano ordered turkey bacon, and that's why he was murdered. That's why he was shot to death at the end of The Sopranos. That's what David Chase came out and said just a few moments ago. So he said, all this time I thought Tony was an alpha male, the head of the family, a real man. Till he sat down with his family, ordered onion rings and turkey bacon, and I had to have him whacked. That's what happened to Tony Soprano. So there you go, Andrew.
That escalated pretty quick, though. I'm not going to lie.
That's how it usually works.
Also, you told him to watch The Sopranos.
Now it's ruined.
You can't ruin the ending of The Sopranos. It's like saying, how does Titanic end? Don't give it away.
Right.
Stop already with this nonsense.
There could be some historically illiterate people in the audience that don't know how the Titanic ends. It's more about
does Jack fit on the door or not? That's the question for Titanic. It's like, oh, he could have survived by pulling himself up onto the piece of wood that Rose was floating onto. So
I don't know what you just said, and I don't care because I tuned out. I honestly did, really. You went way too far down the rabbit hole with that just now. You should dump that entire 30 seconds if you have the ability to do so. You are already really, really walking a fine line right now, and now you just went Titanic and started going on about Jack and Rose and a freaking door, and you're trying to preserve yourself right now?
Maybe.
Yeah, I just don't think the strategy's working. I just don't think it's working.
Can I ask a question then? What would you
want me to answer? Or you just ask me if you can ask a question. Do you want me to answer? Or you want to just ask a question on my show? Been here one day. Go ahead. Do whatever you want. Whatever you want. Why don't you do a monologue while you're at it? Go ahead.
Give me a topic to other than The Sopranos, since I haven't really seen it. What would be something that could save my career as it begins?
How many known gotaways under the Obama administration? It's on Fox News right now. It's literally on the screen. Oh. Look up at the TV.
At 184,000 since October 1st.
Oh, man. Unbelievable. All right, fine. You just saved your career.
Thanks.
Literally. You just saved your career, and all you had to do was look up. That's what kind of benevolent host I am.
Thank you.
You don't have to thank... Dude, what do you got to... You're one of those now with the last word. Oh, this guy's got to get the last word into Sancta Traitoris. That's what I see. All right. Very good.
This is a heck of a debut.
Man.
Oh, man.
You see, you just did it again with the last word. I get the last word.
Someone has to say something. The dead air alarm was about to go off.
We just had a standoff like Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton. Only in this situation, you're Alexander Hamilton and you're dead. All right? He's the one that died, right, DeSantis?
Yes.
Oh, he did. All right. Yeah, again, I got to check my history on that. You know why he was dead? You know why Aaron Burr killed him? Because he ordered freaking turkey bacon. That's why. True story. No joke. No joke, folks. That's a true story. All right. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. We got a lot to chat about today. Much more interesting than the last 20 minutes of your life that you'll never get back, I promise you. But we'll make it up to you with Jack Carr coming on at 5 p.m. So tune in for that. And I'll tell you, as we do talk about the fact that we've got these terror watch list people crossing the border, Homeland Security concerns are up big time. So what is happening? And will Merrick Garland, contempt of Congress, what does that mean? The House is voting on the contempt measure very, very soon. This is a big deal. Breaking news is happening in real time for you on the show. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in. And the big story of the day brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Venaria. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. Now, no matter what you eat, whether it's bacon or turkey bacon, you probably care about how you look. And so that's why I want to tell you about my friends at NJ Diet. NJDiet.com is where you want to go to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days time. That's right, 40 days. And it's guaranteed weight loss. You will lose the weight. You'll feel great. And you'll do it without shots and hormones and all the other nonsense that you got to deal with. That's what makes NJ Diet work. It's guaranteed. There's a location close by you, King of Prussia, Newark, Delaware, Cherry Hill, and at home with live online video consultations. Call them today, 855-5NJ-DIET, 855-5NJ-DIET, and you'll be on your way to losing weight. Summer's here, and by, let's see, 4th of July is a couple weeks, 20 to 40 plus pounds in 40 days. You will still have plenty of summer to show off your body without having to wear a shirt at the pool or the beach. So do it today. NJDiet.com and lose the weight for good.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We got Russian warships off the coast of Cuba. We got Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress. And all this is happening right now for you. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. We also have the Love Gov, Andrew Cuomo, who is once again, of course, trying to deny any accountability whatsoever for being the nursing home killer, which, of course, we know he is the nursing home killer. The other thing, too, that I want to mention to you is that in New Jersey, Senator Mike Testa today held a hearing on Jersey Shore safety after that brawl at the boardwalk in Wildwood and all the craziness that ensued. We're going to talk to Senator Testa later in the show today. He's also the Cumberland County Republican chairman. He is a very close friend of President Trump. So I will talk to him about the prospects of flipping New Jersey blue. That'll be at 6 o'clock today on the show. And I want to remind you, we'll be in Cape May Live on June 21st, so get your tickets today. But the Jack Carr event's going to sell out very quickly. That's June 25th. You should get your tickets for that as well. This is the other thing that's happening right now, is the media, the corporate media is turning on Joe Biden. So remember in 2020, you remember this well, we were told that the laptop was Russian disinformation. So let's go back into the DeLorean for a second and think about the chain of events. Rudy Giuliani's on the phone with Miranda Devine talking about this laptop. It's 2020. It's the summer of 2020. Late summer of 2020. The FBI is spying on Rudy Giuliani on an unrelated crime that they never indicted him for. They find out that Miranda Devine is working on a story about the Hunter Biden laptop. All right? That's what we know. And suddenly now, people from the FBI go to Yoel Ralph. He's the guy at Twitter who's the head of their cybersecurity nonsense, whatever it is. And they tell him about this and they say, something's coming. Something is coming with regards to a foreign actor trying to interfere in the elections. They say the same thing to Facebook. The story is posted in October of 2020 and immediately, almost out of the, like it was ready to go, there's a letter of 51 former national security hacks who all say this has the earmarks of Russian disinformation. Almost as if they had the letter just ready in their drawer, just waiting to, you know, be pulled out. All right. The corporate media, the big tech and the government, the unholy triad, they do their thing. They all jump together. They do their thing, the three of them. And they work to tell you, convince you, gaslight you, and tell you that this is Russian disinformation. Why? Today, Joe Biden puts out a statement saying that his son, you know, like every other person dealing with an addict and a family member and blah, blah, blah. You play up that sympathy card. You don't give up that sympathy card. You know, we have the smartest audience in all of radio. We also have the most passionate audience in the history of radio. There's nothing like the Zioli Army anywhere. It doesn't exist anywhere else in the country now. It just doesn't. I mean, there's just it's amazing, and I'm always thrilled with the level of loyalty. And I take it very seriously and never for granted. I hope you know that. And our buddy Richard from Wild Wild Washington sent me a note last night. He pointed out the fact that Weed Slut 420 backwards is laptop. Weed Slut 420 is one of the people on the Hunter Biden laptop who, you know. Anyway, so back then, the media, corporate media, big tech, the government, they all silence the laptop story, tell you it's Russian disinformation. Leslie Soule walks out on Donald Trump, President Trump, when he brings it up. New York Times, nobody will talk about it. New York Post gets censored. Now, you got stories like this. New York Times. Biden loves to tell tall tales. We cut them down to size. Yes, the far right wing New York Times. The far right wing New York Times. By President Biden's account, he was a fierce civil rights activist in his youth, had an uncle who fell prey to cannibals and used to drive an 18-wheeler. What? Wait, what? What's happening here? What's happening here? In President Biden's telling, he was a teenage civil rights activist, a former trucker, the first in his family to go to college, and the nephew of a cannibalism victim. All these claims stretch the truth or are downright false. But Mr. Biden persists in telling personal tales with rhetorical flourishes and factual liberty when he works a room or regales an audience. There are a way to connect with voters. Emphasize his middle-class Joe persona and charm his audience. Despite Mr. Biden's exaggerating details whenever recounting episodes from his life, these autobiographical embellishments differ in scale and significance from the stream of lies about a stolen election peddled by Donald Trump. But you see, here's the key point about this story from, again, the far-right-wing New York Times. They go on about Biden's hyperbole. His exaggerations, all the things that he's been doing for decades to exaggerate and repeat claims and make this up and make that up. And why? It's June of 2024. He's the president of the United States of America. Why are you writing this story about him? I'll tell you the reason why. If they are going to make a change, they have to give Biden some modicum of dignity so he can go out on some grace and everything like this. And they can't let it be that he's lost his freaking mind. So they write stories about how it's too good to be true, but they go back and they go, but he's always been like this. Joe Biden's always been like this. And it's easy to interpret this as saying, well, isn't this just the corporate media just defending his bad memory and saying that Joe Biden is just, you know, just Joe being Joe? No, it's the corporate media now letting everybody know Joe's lost it. But we'll write nice stories like this about him, and we'll remind everybody what a good, decent guy is, even if he's lost his mind and thinks that his uncle got eaten by a cannibal. Because that's the deal. That's the new deal. The new deal between the unholy triad and the corporate media, big tech, and the government is you got to go, Joe. So while they buried the laptop and all colluded to keep you from finding out about it, now it's all coming out. The stories are being written. And the trial's going to happen of Hunter Biden. So the Unholy Triad is doing another thing now. This time around, the Unholy Triad is working to make sure that everybody understands the game plan here. We're being gaslit. We're being gaslit again. And so it's the story could tip in the favor of, yeah, you know, maybe Joe just is Joe being Joe, or the next time we write the story, it could really be that Joe has dementia and he's lost his mind and he's completely out of it. How do you want this to go? How do you want this to go here? Do you want it to go the way of your legacy is that you just spent a career telling tall tales just to win over audiences with your charm? Or do you want it to be that you've lost your freaking mind? Huh? I'm just wondering. I'm just wondering. Yes, Leah Thomas is out. It will not be in the Olympics. So Leah Thomas does not have to worry about shrinkage in the pool at the Olympics. That is a breaking news story that I said earlier in the show, but some of my friends don't listen. Talking to you. I know exactly who you are, Laura. But yes, Leah Thomas will not be in the Olympics as an Olympic swimmer. So Leah does not have to worry about shrinkage in the pool. Leah lost Leah's lawsuit against the Olympic Commission to swim as a woman because Leah Thomas is not a woman. And Leah Thomas will not have to worry about shrinkage because Leah Thomas has a package. All right, cut number seven. Here's PBS.
Here's a few sound bites.
Hang on 1 second. Let me just set it up real quick. Cut number seven here. Trump is no longer coherent. But then they wind up playing multiple clips of Trump cracking jokes. Okay, here we go. So they're going to argue here that Trump's not coherent, but then they're going to do a little montage of Trump basically sounding incredibly coherent. Take a listen.
Here's a few sound bites.
Secret Service said, we have to make sure everyone's safe. I said, what about me? Oh, we never thought of it. They don't think about me. I'm working my ass off. He should have a cognitive test. And before the debate in 2 weeks, he should take a drug test because I'm willing to take one. Countries are dumping all of their criminals into our country, right? And also some people that are not criminals but are not productive. I got no teleprompter. You know, I pay all this money to teleprompter people, and I'd say 20% of the time they don't work.
I just want to point out all of those remarks were within one 10-minute window. Tam, for all his calls for President Biden to undergo some kind of cognitive test, it's clear to say Mr. Trump's remarks are not at all coherent in these rallies.
Mr. Trump's remarks have never been super coherent in his rallies. I'm not sure that I can weigh in on how much they have veered in the last couple of months.
Donald Trump... See, this is the other cute thing that they're doing, right? I'll tell you what this is all about. So, see, Trump goes on these long rants, and he goes on as, you know, would you rather be eaten by a shark or electrocuted by a shark? Trump just loves to get up there and riff. Every person who, and this is what I always say about people in life in general, and we are watching as the House is going to, they're voting on this contempt measure against Merrick Garland. Every speaker is different. Some people do really, really well on script. Some people don't. For me, for example, I don't like writing speeches. I prefer to just get up there and know where I want to go and just kind of wing it, so to speak. You're not really winging it if you know your message. But in the old days of when I started in radio, I used to write out my monologues. I don't do that anymore. If I did, I'd sound like a robot. My mind goes to different places. I don't exactly know where it's going to go. I just know where I'm trying to go, and then it gets me there. That's the gift that I have. Talent on loan from God, as Rush would say. I'm fortunate to be able to do that. Some people have to write out their monologues, and you can hear them reading it, and you know, that's... But anyway, Trump does not do as well, in my opinion, when he reads from a teleprompter. So I always like to get him off script as much as possible, get him off book, as we call it, you know, and just let him Trump be Trump, let Trump be Trump, and that's the thing. And even in debate prep back in 2015 and 2016, it was always that, too. You do not want to make him package, you do not make him sound like Mitt Romney. That was always his fear. He didn't want to come across polished and coiffed and everything like that. And that's Trump. It's like Joe being Joe. Here's the difference, though. Joe Biden had the special prosecutor write that Joe Biden broke the law, but he wouldn't charge Joe Biden because he's just a like Uncle June. You know, it's the Uncle June defense. He's just an old man. He's just a nice old man, and he's kind of lost it. You know what I mean? The message being that this can go a variety of different ways for Joe Biden, but it's not going to end well for him. It's not going to end well if he stays in the race. That's my opinion. Look, maybe I'm wrong here. Maybe I know some people think they're convinced Joe Biden's going to be the candidate. But I want you to just understand something as of right now, and I know you know this. Joe Biden is not the Democrat nominee for president. No one is. There is no Democrat nominee for president of the United States. There's no Republican nominee either. There will not be until the convention nominates that person. That's how it works. We have two presumptive nominees, neither of whom are the nominee. Donald Trump has the requisite number of delegates to be the nominee, and so does Joe Biden, but there's a formal process within the bylaws of both the Republican National Committee and the Democrat National Committee for that person to be their party's nominee. And it is a formal process by which the delegates meet at a convention and cast their votes. And so until that point happens, You don't have a nominee. You have a presumptive nominee. Now, we don't say that, but that's where we are. So when people talk about making a change, what I don't understand, what do you mean by that, make a change? Well, they go, well, Biden's the nominee. No, Biden's not the nominee. Biden is the front runner to be the nominee at the Democrat National Convention in August, August 20th. He's the front runner, but he's not the nominee. So the question is whether he will be. That's what we're talking about, right? When we say, are they going to swap Biden out? What we're talking about is, are they going to nominate somebody else? Will the delegates that have amassed for Joe Biden go to somebody else? Now, they're not going to go to somebody else unless Joe Biden is okay with it because of the bylaws of the Democrat National Committee. Not all the delegates have to be with him. Some do, some don't. It's different processes, different states, is the whole thing. Parties are, remember, political parties are, for all intents and purposes, private entities. They're not public entities. Now, states are different in how they deal with the parties and primaries, but a primary election, generally speaking, is considered to be it's a private club choosing their nominee. Some states give you the option of being able to register that day. Some states let you vote in an open primary. You don't have to declare. Some states you have to declare. But the Republican National Committee, the Democrat National Committee, it's no different from the Libertarian Party, from the Socialist Party, the Conservative Party, the whatever party. These are just political parties. That's all they are. Their processes are subject to certain public rules that vary by state, and there's federal financing rules. But how they pick their candidates, how they nominate their people, that's up to their bylaws. That's based on their bylaws, which they approve at the convention, which they do every 4 years. So the question is not, will they swap Joe Biden out? It's really, the question is, will the Democrats nominate Joe Biden? And I think as you start looking at it through that lens and you think to yourself, well, they have 2 months and 2 weeks until they have to nominate their candidate. Will it be Joe Biden that they nominate? That's the question. Will they nominate Joe Biden at the convention in Milwaukee? Or Chicago, excuse me, at the end of August. So, only the shadow knows. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeli. I'm excited for Jack Carr to join us at 5 o'clock. But here is John Carl from ABC News. John Carl reacting to the Hunter Biden verdict. And just like is planned, the corporate media has to come out and turn around and say that this is the worst thing ever. All this is done to just try to block the financial crimes case from happening, which is going to happen in September. But what I mean is that you got your guilty verdict. This is bad. Tough on Joe Biden. Tough on Hunter. Tough on the family. Pardon him. Move on. Today, the White House officially ruled out. Let me walk that back. Last week, Joe Biden ruled out issuing a pardon to his son. This week, the White House will not rule out clemency for Hunter Biden. All right. So just making sure you're paying attention at home. This is the only show home game version. Here's John Carl. Take a listen.
The one word response I got from a very close friend of Hunter Biden's is stunned, absolutely stunned. I had spoken to Hunter Biden's, some people in his inner circle in the hours leading up to this. They were confident that he would either be acquitted or there would be a hung jury. And President Biden was clearly paying very close attention to this. He is incredibly close to his son. They speak virtually every day. And as we know, President Biden had said not long ago, when asked about all of this, all of the legal trouble swirling around Hunter, that his son had done nothing wrong. So while you had asked him and he said that he would respect this jury verdict entirely, that he would not pardon his son, I am sure there are some interesting conversations happening right now inside the Biden family and at the White House. This is a clear blow to President Biden, and one that is not simply a political or legal blow, but a deeply personal one.
I'm just saying. Deeply personal. This is deeply personal. It's his son. Is he going to put his son through this again? With the corrupt Department of Justice that he runs as president, technically speaking. Is he going to put his son through this again with this corrupt Department of Justice that's actually his Department of Justice that's only going after him because his last name is Biden? Because, you know, typically you go after the boss's kid in any capacity in life. That always works out well for you. So is his politically corrupt Attorney General Merrick Garland, is Joe Biden going to stand back and let that political partisan Merrick Garland prosecute his son simply because his last name is Biden? Hell no. I have to save my son from this political persecution by this madman Merrick Garland, who I appointed attorney general, who decided to then target my son because his last name is Biden, and pardon him, to save him from this Trumpian madman known as Merrick Garland. We're being gaslit, you know? Ever since I fully understood the phrase, what it meant. We had a conversation on the air a few months ago about where it comes from, that silent movie. I should wish my buddy Brian, because I'm going to forget. What will happen is I'll forget, because I, you know, as you know, have the attention span of a gnat. So my buddy Brian Glass, who is my Marvel advisor, my DC advisor, my overall also film aficionado, great friend, he is turning... His birthday is coming up. I don't know if he wants me to give his age or not, but I want to wish him a happy birthday. It is this Saturday. Unfortunately, I can't be there, but he's having a day. So, Brian, thanks for all your friendship and your support. And I will remember to do it tomorrow if I can. If you give me permission, I'll say your age. It's a milestone birthday. But anyway, the movie, to be gaslit, where you're made to believe you're going crazy. I feel like that every day in this country with this administration and the games that they're playing. That we're supposed to listen to these hacks on television talk about the political persecution of Hunter Biden by his dad's Department of Justice. And we're supposed to sit here and with a straight face and go, what? The politically corrupt prosecution of Hunter Biden by his father's Department of Justice and his father's Attorney General. So this is the other game that they're playing. Here's the other game the corporate media is playing. And it's this. Isn't justice blind? Don't they treat Hunter and Trump the same? This is, again, part of the gaslighting. It's like, how can I equate this to? It's husband comes home from a strip club. Stinks like perfume. He's got singles falling out of his pants. Wife looks at him and goes, "Were you at a strip club?" And instead of just being honest with him, he's like, "Yeah." He's like, "No, I was golfing." And then she's like, "Why do you have singles falling out of your pocket?" He's like, "Those aren't singles. Those are Skittles." What? What are you doing right now? Just be honest and don't lie. You'd make it worse for yourself. We're being gaslit by the media who wants us to believe that we really are supposed to believe that justice is blind and everybody's being treated the same here. The very same day, the White House says they're not going to rule out clemency for Hunter Biden. We're being gaslit. Cut number three.
It's in contrast to the way that former President Trump's been talking about the criminal, or just the U.S. justice system, period, and the DOJ. Do you have confidence after this experience that U.S. courts are fair and that every man is treated equally under the law?
Sitting on this trial, and it's the first trial that I've had on, I would say yes. The system does work, and I got to know the jurors. The judge actually came in after the verdict was read in court, and she came in and thanked us all for doing such a great job and just leaving our biases outside.
I just have one more question for you, if you'll give me that. Do you think, I know you're not involved with sentencing, that's not your role, but do you think he should go to jail for this?
I've talked to many of the reporters, and I'll say the same. I do not think jail is what's the right thing for Hunter.
See, that's the other reason. The other reason is because Trump's not going to go to jail. And they want to use that to say Trump has special privilege. I'll explain what I mean. As the House votes to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt, the Trumpian Attorney General who's targeting Hunter Biden has just been held in contempt of Congress for not targeting Hunter Biden. That's not why they held him in contempt. Why they held him? We'll give you all the details straight ahead.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good for them for doing this, by the way. I'm glad they're doing this. Obviously, this is a huge, huge issue, which we're going to get into in great detail throughout the rest of the show. Jack Carr is going to join me next, though. But it's the big story of the day, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanaRia, VanariaDental.com. Now, Garland is out there telling people that he can't get in trouble here, that there's a Justice Department memo saying he can't be held in contempt of Congress. Listen, he is part of the Biden administration. I'm obviously being tongue-in-cheek when I say he's a political attorney general targeting Hunter Biden. It's a load of crap. He's part of the executive. He works for the president. Despite what people tell you, the Department of Justice is not an independent agency. It is a creature of the executive branch. The attorney general answers to the president of the United States of America. And while some presidents want the idea of justice to be completely out of the White House, it doesn't have to be. So Garland is part of the executive. Congress has the ability to check the executive. He's out there telling everybody, well, no, I can't. They can't come after me. They can't come after me. I'm the Attorney General. There's this Justice Department memo that says I'm good. I'm good. No. This guy has politicized the Department of Justice to the utmost degree. This Merrick Garland absolutely has. And he should be held in contempt of Congress. He absolutely should. 100%. Garland is a hack. He's the worst hack, and he's butthurt because he never got a hearing to be on the United States Supreme Court. And that's why he hates Republicans. Hates Republicans. He is so angry. He's angry and he's bitter. Angry and bitter because he never got his hearing to be a United States Supreme Court justice, and he's using his office as Attorney General to go after Republicans. That's what he's been doing. I mean, what a mess we're in right now. We got Putin's warships are now in Cuba, a direct warning to President Joe Biden. The White House won't rule out commuting Hunter's sentence. And you got this hack, Merrick Garland, who's up there right now being held in contempt. Good, finally, who weaponized the Department of Justice and would not comply with what Republicans were asking. And he's not above the law. I love this, too. You know, all these people keep saying, nobody's above the law. Nobody's above the law. This guy literally just tried to say that he was above the law by saying, I don't have to turn over anything that you asked me to. This, of course, comes from the fact that the audio recordings of Biden's interview with Robert Hur. In fact, Matt, if you can find a clip for me of him saying, I think it was a couple days ago or last week, he doesn't have to be compelled to turn that over. And Congress said, yeah, you do, actually. We're asking for it. And he said no. Remember, Steve Bannon's reporting to prison soon for contempt of Congress. You have a situation here where the Attorney General, who's part of the executive, told the legislative branch, get out of town, when the legislative branch has the ability to do a check and balance on the executive. This is just bizarre to me. Bizarre to me that anybody would think he's immune from being held in contempt. It's because the Department of Justice is withholding the audio recording of President Joe Biden's interview with Special Counsel Robert Hur over the mishandling of the classified documents. Garland is now the third Attorney General in the U.S. history to be held in contempt. Representative David Joyce of Ohio was the only Republican lawmaker to break off from his GOP colleagues on Wednesday. He says, as a former prosecutor, I cannot in good conscience support a resolution that would further politicize our judicial system to score political points. It's not to score political points. It's to rein in an attorney general who is not abiding by the United States Constitution. Congress has the authority to have oversight of the executive branch. That's part of the impeachment clause of Article 2 of Article 1 of the Constitution. So please give me a break and tell me that this is further political. This is the most political attorney general we've had in probably our nation's history. All right, well, more on this for you. Former Navy SEAL and the author of Blood Sky Morning, Jack Carr, who's going to be with me live on June 25th, the bestselling author of the term Red Sky Morning, combining two of Jack's books, Red Sky Morning. He'll be with me next. All right. But I want to say about Cooper University Healthcare, South Jersey's leading academic health system for a reason. And what is that reason? The reason is Cooper's the best. You're going to get outstanding care from Cooper's physicians and nurses and all these wonderful people that are there for your family, including the MD Anderson Cancer Center at Cooper, life-saving medical care, cancer care, life-changing. You're also going to have the Cooper Urgent Care facilities near you, where for every life's everyday urgent care needs, you're going to see the very same people who are on the front lines at Cooper University Hospital, which is the region's number one level one trauma center. There's the Cooper Neurological Institute, where they're doing amazing work on stroke and dementia and neurological issues. So reach out to Cooper today. Get an appointment by calling 1-800-8-COOPER, 1-800-8-COOPER, or going to cooperhealth.org. Cooper University Healthcare is the Zioli's choice for all of our healthcare needs. I actually have a consultation with a Cooper doctor tomorrow for something, which I'll tell you about at some point. And, of course, my buddy Dr. Lania, who I owe a response to her text, is who I go for my allergy shots. Cooper University Healthcare, cooperhealth.org.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.